From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Just a day after the New York Times declared beef and pork may not be so bad for us, the New York City Council has gone in the opposite direction. Last week, according to agrimarketing.com, the council went forward with a citywide ban on processed meats in New York City schools, meaning no more bologna, salami, pepperoni, or bacon. This comes months after Mayor Bill de Blasio instituted Meatless Mondays for all city schools. The European Union is warning it will retaliate against a U.S. decision to slap tariffs on a range of exported EU goods worth $7.5 billion. AgWeb.com reports the latest tariffs target mainly large aircraft, but may also include products such as olives, whiskey, wine, cheese, and yogurt, and take effect October 18th. The U.S. is getting the legal go-ahead from the World Trade Organization in a case involving illegal EU subsidies for Airbus. The Trump administration unveiled a plan last week to boost U.S. biofuels consumption starting next year to help struggling farmers, a move cheered by the ag industry but likely to trigger a backlash from big oil. Agriculture.com reports the plan would require a yet unspecified increase in the amount of ethanol that oil refiners must add to their fuel in 2020 and would also aim to remove further barriers to the sale of higher ethanol blends of gasoline like E15. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.